Here is your morning brief for Friday, November 10th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. We are exclusively reporting that Meta has struck a preliminary deal with the world's largest video game company, Tencent, to sell its Meta virtual reality headsets in China as early as next year. The deal comes 14 years after Facebook was shut out of China, and it could open up a major new market for Meta's VR gear. However, given the current regulatory environment in China, it's unclear whether Tencent would need formal government approval to introduce Meta's device in China, and in particular to offer VR content on the headsets, especially VR games. Meta has declined to comment on this story, and Tencent didn't respond to a request for comment. A cyber attack on one of the world's biggest banks affected trading of U.S. bonds yesterday. The Industrial and Commercial Bank of China said the lender's U.S. trading business was hit by a ransomware attack and that in turn reduced liquidity in the treasuries market. The incident is a first for a major bank and highlights how ransomware attacks on banks can cripple the financial systems that make markets work. And Novo Nordisk is investing more than $6 billion to boost production capacity of its blockbuster obesity and diabetes drugs Wegovy and Ozempic. The Danish pharmaceutical giant has been struggling to meet surging demand for the drugs and has been forced to limit supply of lower-strength doses of Wegovy in the U.S. as it seeks to safeguard supplies for current patients. Stock markets in Asia ended the day lower, with European stocks also in the red, and U.S. stock futures are gaining ahead of a key report on economic optimism in the U.S. that's due out later today. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.